The NFL draft is approaching, and coaches and scouts are making their way to colleges all around the country to get a look at players before all the madness starts happening. Today, we stop by Boston College to get a look at what happens at a pro day behind the scenes. With clipboards and stopwatches in hand, NFL teams evaluated the performance of 9 players who showcased their skills in hopes of making their dream of playing professional football come true.
There's a number of things. I mean, obviously, there's the measurable stuff, the height, weight, the test numbers. I honestly don't look at much of any of that. The more important part of it for me is the position workout, watching the guy move around, watching how they work, watching their sense of urgency, watching a little bit of their body language, how coachable they are, how quickly they can adjust and understand what you're saying.
It's been a crazy experience, but, I mean, you got to love it. You know what I'm saying? Like for me, my family and football is my life. So, I mean, I love the grind. I love all the stuff that comes along with football. I love meeting with all these teams, being able to meet all new guys. You know, it's been kind of hectic and all that, but, I mean, you got to embrace it.
I loved going to watch the Penn State games. I mean, I got that feeling every single time I went to a game. You know, it wasn't as a fan, it was as a player. You know, just wanted to be out on that field. I think that drove me when I decided to go play football after lacrosse and after Penn State. I think that drove me, you know, because I knew that I could go out there. I knew that I could compete with these guys. Those years that I played lacrosse, I mean, I always thought in the back of my mind maybe I could walk on, you know, at Penn State and play football there. That never happened. I had that extra year of eligibility, so, you know, someone put the idea in my head to maybe try to go play football, and I just ran with it. It was not like the NFL was really in my, you know, I was really looking at that. Like, that wasn't in my plan. A couple of my buddies, they were going to try and train for the combine or, you know, for a pro day. And I said, I'll just go and try and do it as well. Not playing football, only playing, you know, for a year, you know, not having really any sort of stats to my name. You know, my goals were to, you know, just try to get a shot. Was fortunate enough to get, you know, accepted to go to Fordham's Pro Day. And, you know, that was really the beginning. I was pretty focused. You know, I didn't really think much about the scouts because they weren't really thinking much about me. So I didn't really have to think about that. I just kind of went out there and just tried to, you know, put together the best pro day that I could. My agent at the time was awesome. He was from my hometown. And, you know, the numbers that I put up, I mean, he was able to go to these guys and be like, listen, you know, this guy can run. I mean, he's a good athlete. He's very raw. So, you know, give him a chance. And I was able to just get a chance. And that phone call, you know, when the lockout ended to go out to San Francisco was, you know, just, I mean, it was a pretty surreal moment for me.
Back shoulder for Hogan. Made the catch inside the pylon. Fires to the end zone. Wide open Hogan. Touchdown, Patriots. He throws to the middle. Touchdown, New England. Finding Chris Hogan in the back of the end zone.
Not in my wildest imagination would I have ever envisioned myself in the situation I'm in today.